चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिविराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सता श्रीमद एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी भगवान की गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। तौ दृष्ट्वा मदिरामत्तौ श्रीमद अंधौ सुर आत्मजौ तयोः अनुग्रह अर्थाय सापं दास्यन् इदं जगौ।
ये सिक्योरिटी क्यों बात करते हैं?
तौ दृष्ट्वा मदिरामत्तौ श्रीमदांधौ सुरात्मजौ तयोर अनुग्रह अर्थाय सापं दास्यन् इदं जगौ तौ दृष्ट्वा मदिरामत्तौ श्रीमदान्दौ सुरात्मजौ तयोर अनुग्रहार्थाय सापं दास्यन् इदं जगौ तौ दृष्ट्वा मदिरामत्तौ श्रीमदान्दौ सुरात्मजौ तयोर अनुग्रहार्थाय सापं दास्यन् इदं जगौ।
बोलिए।
माताजी Now, the two boys of the demigods, Drishtva, seeing, Madira Matto, very intoxicated because of drinking liquor, Srimadandho, being blind with false prestige and opulence, Sura Atmajo, the two sons of the demigods, tayoho, unto them, anugraha arthaya, for the purpose of giving special mercy, sapam, a curse, dasyan, desiring to offer them, idam, this, jagau, uttered. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Seeing the two sons of the demigods naked and intoxicated by opulence and false prestige, Devarshi Narada, in order to show them special mercy, desired to give them a special curse. Thus he spoke as follows. Purport. Although in the beginning Narada Muni appeared very angry and cursed them, at the end, the two demigods, Nalakuvara and Manigriva, were able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, face to face. Thus, the curse was ultimately auspicious and brilliant. One has to judge what kind of curse Narada placed upon them. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives herein a good example. When a father finds his child deeply asleep, but the child has to take some medicine to cure some disease, the father pinches the child so that the child will get up and take the medicine. In a similar way, Narada Muni cursed Nalakubara and Manigriva in order to cure their disease of material blindness. Sixth also. Tam drishtva vridita devyo vivastra sapa shankita vashamshi paryadahu sigram vivastrao naiva guhyakau. Upon translation, upon seeing Narada, the naked young girls of the demigods were very much ashamed. Afraid of being cursed, they covered their bodies with their garments. But the two sons of Kuvera did not do so. Instead, not caring about Narada, they remained naked.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So this chapter dealing with Narada Muni's cursing of Nalakubara and Manigriva. If you see Mahabharata, Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam and all other Puranas, there have been so many instances of the great sages cursing. And even Lord Krishna also cursed. Anybody remembers whom he cursed? As far as I know, Krishna cursed only one person, you know, Ashwatthama. So there are two sides to it. One is the sages have benedicted those who are cursed, and in some instances, those who have cursed, they got bad effect. Right? That both are there. So this curse, everybody cannot give curse. That is why Hiranyakashipu performed such severe austerities and penances that it is considered that Lord Brahma is the most austere person. So he can curse anybody. After that, Bhrigu Muni did so much tapasya. So Hiranyakashipu thought, I will do more tapasya than Bhrigu Muni so that no sage can curse me. And then Brahmaji, anyway, he won't curse me because I am worshipping him and all that. So, he said. Maybe around 15 years. Like sometimes, you know, devotees also, they curse. Right? I remember maybe around 20 years back, I was having a fight with one devotee, one congregation devotee. And then that congregation devotee had one proper disciple, you know, Siksha Guru. So he cursed me that Ramrup, you know, you are doing like this, you are doing like that, you will fall down. Then I was not like Chitraketu. I told him, my sadhana is more perfect than your sadhana. You hardly come for Mangalarti. So your curse will not work on me. It did not work. So, we should not curse unnecessarily. So, Prabhupada said, the pujari who is ringing the bell in the temple is very, very powerful. So, when the pujaris, when they speak, they should speak very nicely, you know, don't curse because it may become true like that. So, many times, one interesting pastime, so I was very enlivened to hear that. Once there are three brothers who are in the forest chanting and worshipping Lord Ramchandra. Once one grihastha came, So he was having some graha doshas and all. So that youngest brother, he advised him that you chant Shri Rama, Shri Rama, Shri Rama 3 times. Now all your troubles will go away. Right? All your troubles will go away. And the eldest brother became very angry and cursed his youngest brother that you will be born as an Adivasi in a tribal family. The youngest brother was surprised. What did I do wrong? Said, why did you say you have to chant 3 times Rama? one time is enough. One time is enough. why did you say 3 times? So you have offended Rama's name. So you will go and take birth as a Adivasi. You know who is that Adivasi? Guhya. Shringaberipur. So actually curse, it was there, but it benefited him so much that he became an associate of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra hugged him and declared that he is my Atma Sama. He is equal to me. He declared, I have one more brother, 5th brother, Guhya. Anyway, so when Prabhupada also, once he was hearing the devotees speaking on, they are reciting the verses in 6th Canto Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, just that time, he translated 6th Canto Bhagavatam. So they are reading the purport. So one devotee, that Pradyumna Prabhu, he was reading that Ajamila chanted Narayana, Narayana, Narayana 3 times. Prabhupada immediately stopped. Who, where from you got this? I never said that. He chanted only once Narayana. So correct it. Like one is enough. One is like that. Anyway, so sometimes the curses are very beneficial. Here, who is cursing? Who is cursing? Narad Muni. He was also cursed in his previous life. Right? So as a Gandharva, he was very expert in... He was very, very handsome. Very handsome. Narad Muni. Upabrahmana, right? Upabrahmana. So, and then being a handsome person, he is always, Prabhupada said, even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, all those good singers eventually will fall down. Right? All good singers. Why? Because women are easily attracted to good singers. And all the good singers are always surrounded by beautiful girls. Right? Prabhupada himself said, I was a very expert harmonium player. My friend's sister got attracted to me. So she wanted to marry me. But by that time I was already married. Then I also fell in love with her. Then I also wanted to marry her. But my father said, no, don't marry. Like that. Like that. So naturally, Upabrahmana, Gandharva, he was always surrounded by beautiful girls. And these two things, these 3 things, Madira, Mamsam, and Maguva, means woman. So these 3 M's, Madira means alcohol, Mamsa means meat, Maguva means woman. These 3 M's always, make a person fall down, right? So that is why he is always surrounded by beautiful women. So sometimes the men, they are always trying to flatter women, trying to attract women by their joking and gestures and all that. So Narad Muni, in order to attract those girls, he started singing some cinema songs, Prabhupada said. So that time, of course, cinemas are not there. But Prabhupada said he is singing cinema song. What is that cinema song? So that music is meant for glorifying Krishna. So instead he started singing songs describing the beauty of those girls. Right? All these movie songs are that only, right? Abhi jarurat nahi hai. Then Brahmaji cursed that, become a servant of maid servant. Maid servant.
सो देन सौ नारद मुनि यू नो उच्चिष्ट लेपान अनुमोदित द्विजय सकृत स्म भुंजय तदपस्त कल्बिषः एवं प्रवृत्तस्य विशुद्ध चेतसस् तद्धर्म एवात्म रुचि प्रजायते. सो प्रभुपाद ही सेस माय मदर वाज सर्विंग दिस भक्तिवेदांतिस हु आर डूइंग चातुर्मास्य व्रत देन आई अलोंग विथ माय मदर आई वाज आल्सो सर्विंग देम. सो विथ देयर परमिशन I took their uchista. Then, as soon as I took their uchista, my consciousness has become elevated. Then, I have developed the same taste, same ruchi like they had. Prabhupada says, somebody who is having TB, if you eat food from his plate, you will also get TB. So, if somebody is a pure devotee, and then if you eat his remnants, what are the three? Bhakta Pada Chala, and then Rajobhishekam, Bhakta Pada Duli, and Bhakta Uchista, Teen Mahabala. Right? What are the three? You know, the water that has cleansed, washed the lotus feet of a pure devotee, and Uchista, then the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, and then the remnants of food. You know, left out by pure devotees, like that. So there is Kaliya Krishna Das, right? Kala Krishna Das. You know, he was so much into this, you know, getting the dust of the lotus feet of devotee, the eating the remnants of the devotees, and then Abhishek, like that. So nowadays, I don't know in ashrams it happens or not. So when we were young in the ashram, it was a regular thing, you know, catching hold of the feet of a devotee. It happens? Catching hold of the feet of the devotee and taking the dust. You know? So, abhi chhod diya sab log. Neto, we used to have a fight. You know, Paramatma, we used to have fights, you know, or stealing the remnants of from the plate and all. There are two things. He has done it over a, in order to get the mercy of the Lord, one has to do, these two things are required. One is sincerity, another is consistency. We do something, we may do something sincerely for some time, but consistency should be there. We used to take dust and all for some time, then now we left. You know, if I had been taking for a long time, maybe I would have also got. So this Kala Krishna Das, he got the water that has washed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya like that. It was so glorious. So Prabhupada says, even though Narada Muni said, after taking permission from the Bhaktivedantis, I took Mahaprasad. Prabhupada said, even without the permission of devotees, you can steal. You can take Mahaprasad of the devotees. Anyway, so like this, so Narada Muni got a chance to associate with Bhaktivedantis. And then, what did he get in return? He got the taste for hearing about Krishna. Then, seeing the sincerity of a Narada Muni, it was a very interesting chapter. One should by heart that chapter. He says, Jnanam guhyatamam yattat sakshat bhagavatoditam anvavochan gamishyantaha krupada dhinavatsala. So, before going, they had given me knowledge. What is that knowledge? Most confidential knowledge. What is the most confidential knowledge? Knowledge that is directly spoken by Lord Krishna. Right? As day before yesterday I was telling. What is that knowledge? Directly spoken by Lord Krishna? Bhagavad Gita. Especially 9th chapter. Especially Manmanabhava Madbhakta Saradharman Parityaja. These two verses. This is the most confidential knowledge. So then I got, you know, then I got that knowledge. Then what happened? తస్మిన్ నిర్మణుజేరణ్యే పిపలోపస్థ ఆశ్రిత ఆత్మన్ ఆత్మానం ఆత్మస్థం యథాశ్రుతం అచింతయన్. సో బై ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ హిజ్ మదర్ వాజ్ బిటెన్ బై ఎ స్నేక్ అండ్ షీ డైడ్ వెరీ ఎర్లీ. సో ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ క్రయింగ్ హీ లెఫ్ట్ దెన్ హీ వాజ్ టూరింగ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద ఎర్త్ ప్లానెట్. దెన్ వన్ డే హీ సాట్ డౌన్ అండర్ ద పిపలా ట్రీ అండ్ దెన్ ఆత్మన్ ఆత్మానం ఆత్మస్థం. సో హీ ఫిక్స్డ్ హిజ్ మైండ్ బై యూజింగ్ హిజ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఆన్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. ఆత్మానం ఆత్మని ఆత్మానం ఆత్మస్థం. దెన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ధ్యాయతో చరణాంబోజం భావ నిర్జిత చేతస యూనో ఔకంఠ్య ఔకంఠ్య అశ్రుకులక్షస్య హృదయాసీన్ మే సనే హరి. సో ఇమీడియట్లీ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ హీ స్టార్టెడ్ మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ హీ బికేమ్ ఎనామర్డ్ విత్ ద భావ ప్రేమ భావ. దెన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ కృష్ణ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ హిజ్ హార్ట్ కృష్ణ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ హిజ్ హార్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ ప్రేమాతిభరి నిర్బంధ యూనో పులకాంగో అతి నివృత ఆనంద సంప్లవోలీన నాపశ్యన్ ఉభయోర్ మునే. హీ సెడ్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ ఐ సా ద లార్డ్ మై ఐస్ బికేమ్ యునో ఫుల్ విత్ టీయర్స్ దెన్ ఆల్ మై సెన్సెస్ బికేమ్ పులకాంగో అతి నివృత యునో ఆల్ మై సెన్సెస్ బికేమ్ ఎన్లైవెండ్ ఆల్ మై సెన్సెస్ became enlivened. Then I was not able to see myself and the Supreme Lord. This is a very important verse. Rupam bhagavato yattat manahkanta suchapaham you know apashyan sahasotastha vaikalya durmanaiva you know then he said then you know when I saw the beautiful form of the Lord you know all my Prabhupada wrote మనఃకాంత సుచాపహ మీన్స్ ఆల్ మై మెంటల్ ఇన్కాగ్రియుటీస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ వాష్డ్ అవే. దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ద లార్డ్ డిసపియర్డ్ రైట్ ద లార్డ్ డిసపియర్డ్ దెన్ హీ సెడ్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు అగైన్ మెకానికలీ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ద లోట్ స్వీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ దెన్ ద లార్డ్ హీ హర్డ్ ద వాయిస్ హంతాస్మిన్ జన్మనా భవన్ మామాం ద్రష్టుమిహార్హతి అవిపక్వం కషాయానాం దుర్దశోహం కుయోగినం. నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ యూ కెనాట్ సీ మీ, ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ యూ, ఐ హ్యావ్ షోన్ యూ సకృత్య దర్శితం రూపం. యూనో దెన్ హీ సెడ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ షోన్ యూ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ ఏతత్ కామాయతే అనఘా యునో ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ఇంక్రీజ్ యువర్ అవేర్నెస్ యాంగ్జైటీ టు సీ మీ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ దట్ ఈస్ వై ఐ జస్ట్ గేవ్ యూ ఏ గ్లిమ్స్ నౌ యునో యూ మత్కామయ సనకై సాధు సర్వాన్ మృంచతి హృచ్చయం. సో బై కాన్స్టెంట్లీ డిజైరింగ్ టు సీ మీ యునో ఆల్ యువర్ కంటామినేషన్స్ విల్ బి వాష్డ్ అవే right washed away. Then he promised, the Lord has promised that sat sevaya dirghaya api jatamai drudamati you know so by doing service to me without delay you know your intelligence will be fixed on me right fixed on me. Then hitvadayam iman loka as soon as you leave this world you know ganta mat janatamasi you will definitely come to me right you will come to me. Then he said smaratas mad anugrahat so whatever nibaddham me matirmayi nibaddham me you know na vikalpe karhichit na vipadyeta karhichit you know jata sarga nirodepi smaratas mad anugrahat భవాన్ సో బై మై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ క్రియేషన్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ యునో డిజల్యూషన్ సో బై మై మర్సీ యూ విల్ రిమెంబర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యూ విల్ రిమెంబర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సో దెన్ యునో హీ సైడ్ యునో హీ గాట్ యునో ఆఫ్టర్ ద కల్ప ఇస్ ఓవర్ అండ్ ఆల్ హీ గాట్ సో నారదముని సైడ్ వన్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ థింగ్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ దెర్ ఇస్ లైటనింగ్ know, there is a thundering, and as soon as there is thundering, there is a sound and there is a light. So, as soon as I became free from all my prarabdha karmas and all that, so the very moment my material body fell, I got spiritual body. You know, I got spiritual body. So this is the benefit Narada Muni got by receiving a curse from Brahma. Right? Receiving curse from Brahma. So Narada Muni knew what is the benefit of so you know, Sri Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says that even the Kumaras, they have material body. Even this Marichi and all, they have material bodies. But Narada Muni, his body is Shuddha Sattva body. So it is not affected by duality. They don't have any, he doesn't have any duality. So that is why he is not angry. You know, he is not angry materially. Right? So Anugrahaya, you know, by he thought, you know, how difficult it is to get, you know, just like Sri Shankaracharya says, manushatvam mumukshatvam, you know, satpurusha samagamanam, ati durlaba, means manushatvam, getting human, not human birth, manushatvam, becoming a human being. You know, once Prabhupada said, how to become Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said, first you become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious. So what is meant by conscious? Becoming human being first. Then you can become Krishna conscious. Then they asked, what is it to become a human being? Prabhupada said, one who follows four regulative principles, he is a human being. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. Right? Prabhupada, one lecture Prabhupada says, Bhuya Yeva Mahabaho Shrunume Paramam Vachaha Yatteham Priyamanaya Vakshami Hitakamyaya. So what is the meaning of that Mahabahu? Mahabahu means mighty armed. So Arjuna is addressed as Mahabahu, mighty armed, because he can fight with so many thousands and lakhs of soldiers. But you all can become Mahabahu. So for you, Mahabahu means one who can follow four regulative principles strictly. He can be addressed as Mahabahu. So we all can be addressed as Mahabahu. Right? Not only Arjuna. Like that. So human, first human being, then Mumukshatvam. Mumukshatvam means becoming, desiring, you know, to become liberated. To become liberated, to go back to Godhead. And then Satpurusha Samagamanam, getting association of pure devotees. You know, getting association of pure devotees. So in Anusasika Parva, it is mentioned that Bhishma Dev listed so many sinful activities, and then he listed Prashchitta for them. Prashchitta for them. They said, you do like this, you will get Prashchitta. You will become free. But for two sins, he said, very difficult to get, even if after doing prayaschitta, you still have to suffer. What are they? One is Guru Talpa Gamanam, and then number two is Madhyapanam. Guru Talpa Gamanam means associating with the spiritual master's wife. Right? That is. And then number two, Madhyapanam, drinking alcohol. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was very surprised. It is such a great sin, taking, you know, Madhyapan. So, you know, Bhishma Dev says, by drinking alcohol, all the good qualities will be destroyed. Will be destroyed. So Prabhupada says in 6th Canto Bhagavatam, 1st chapter, the parts, any contaminated things can be washed by Tirtha Jal or Ganga Jal and all. But the pot containing which contained alcohol, you know, cannot be cleansed even by Sahasra Tirtha Jal. Ganga also cannot clean a bottle which wine bottle. So, you know, when we go to somebody's houses, you know, people serve, sometimes be careful, the wine glasses, you know. Tell them, you know, we don't, because the, even that glass is washed with Ganga water, still, so it is very, one should be very careful. Give me bottle, you know, you should, I prefer, you know, drinking in bottle only, Bisleri or whatever. You know, sometimes when they store water, because, you know, this wine bottles and all, they are very sturdy, you know. So they store water in the, in that bottle and keep it in the fridge. So, you know, have observe like that. So, the theory of the cursing, you know, the theory of the cursing is like this. Actually, the sages, they have got that power. When they see that somebody has done some mistake, they know what reaction they are going to get. So just like these guys are naked. So by being naked in public, they have to become trees. Otherwise, you know, if Narada Muni would not have appeared, they would have become trees anyway. But because Narada Muni appeared, there is one benefit. You know, when they curse, they will curse in such a way that they will get that reaction for that sinful activity. Plus, they will get the remembrance of that sin. And they will give the remedy also. Right? Remedy also. So, Narada Muni, by cursing them to become trees in Vrindavan. So, that too in Vrindavan. So, I lost the track. So, it is so difficult to get a human body, and then it is so difficult to take birth in Vraj. You know? And then Upar say it is so difficult to die in Vrindavan. So many times the devotees, they live for a long time. At the time of death, they have to leave Vrindavan. So one Vrajavasi told me last time that not that one who lives in Vrindavan is a Vrajavasi, but one who dies in Vrindavan is a Vrajavasi. You know, one who dies in Vrindavan is a Vrajavasi. Like that. Sometimes we see there used to be one Mataji here. Then she went to Vrindavan to live there and all. So she was married to the one pujari there. All the time, you know, she was known to me and all the time she would criticize devotees. All the time. I said, Mataji, what are you doing sitting in Vrindavan? Shift to Bombay, you know. Jo logo criticize karna hai, Bombay aake karo, you know. Because in Vrindavan, if you criticize, you will get 1,000 times more effect. Right? Like, then one day what happened? She went to Patna. Right? So she was waiting for train and all. She had a massive heart attack and died on Patna railway station. You know? So like that. Two of my congregation, one of the devotees' father, you know, he was a drunkard, gambler, this and that, you know. But this person is such a sincere devotee and all. So in his last days, his father changed so much, right? That when he was very sick, he was taken to Vrindavan. You know, he was taken to Vrindavan. And so he was in Bhaktivedanta, you know, auspice. And then he died in Vrindavan. You know? So that is, so it is a great, great boon, you know, to live in Vrindavan and die in Vrindavan. What to live? Especially dying in Vrindavan. So if you die in Vrindavan, definitely either last janam, either last but one or last. If somebody has not done any sin, that is the last janma. If somebody has done some sin, then become a monkey or a dog. Then again after that, go back to Godhead. Like that. So here Narada Muni, he was cursing. You know, he is going to curse that, you know, you become trees in Vraj, in Gokul. With remembrance. Right? So just like there is you know, by performing highly you know, 100 Ashwamedha yajnas and so many pious activities, Nahusha Maharaj became Indra. Nahusha Maharaj became Indra. So because he was intoxicated with pride of becoming Indra, he desired, you know, Shachi Devi. Right? So Brihaspati told her, okay, I will agree to sleep with you, I will entertain you, provided you come in the chariot, you know, drawn by seven sages, Saptarshis. So Agastya Muni, Vasishtha Muni, all these Kashyap Muni and all, they were all drawing, you know, instead of the horses, they were, these seven sages are drawing the chariot, you know, which was adorned by our Nahusha Chakravarti, Indra now. Then, because he was so lusty, Sachi Devi is so beautiful, he was so in a hurry to enjoy, you know. So, he was telling, you know, bega, bega, sarpa, 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 you know, sarpa, sarpa. Sarpa sarpa, sarpa means snake. So another meaning of sarpa is, you know, snake. You know, fast, 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 vega, vega, fast, fast, like that. So Agastya Muni, so because of committing sin of insulting the seven sages who are very, very great, you know, Prabhupada says, Maharshinam, Krishna says, Maharshinam saptapurve chatvaro manavastatha. You know, Madbhava Manasa Jata, Yesham Lokam Yumam Praja. Krishna is saying that they are my creation, you know. My Madbhava Manasa Jata, through my mind they are born. So, Saptarshis, they are very great. So, you insult Saptarshis, because of that, all his punya is washed away. So, when he was saying Sarpa Sarpa Sarpa, after some time, his punya is washed away, completely nullified. Then he became, Agastya Muni cursed him, you rascal, Sarpa Sarpa, you became a Sarpa. Then he came to his senses. Are, are, kya ho gaya? They said, okay, you become a sarpa. You will have a lot of strength. You know, whoever comes in front of you, you can capture. But you will have remembrance of this curse and all. So you, one of your Bharatavamshaj, you know, will you catch him. When he answers your questions, you know, then you will be relieved of this curse. Right, for many thousands of years, he remained as a python in the forest. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj and all, when they were going in the forest, so this Nahusha Chakravarti in the form of python caught hold of Bhima, who is having strength of 10,000 elephants. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj recognized that you are not an ordinary snake, so tell what you want. Then he said, I will ask you some questions, you answer, then you will be relieved of the, I will release Bhima. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj, so there are two question answer sessions in Vanaparva, Aranya Parva, in Mahabharata. One is this, Nahusha Chakravarti asking Yudhishthira Maharaj. Another is Yaksha Prashnas, like that. So Nahusha Chakravarti, even though he insulted all the seven sages and all, as a consequence of the curse, he got association of a pure devotee like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then he got delivered, like that. So in the same way, we see in the case of Mother Parvati cursing Chitraketu. As soon as Chitraketu was cursed, he got down from the airplane. Then he said, my dear mother, I will accept your curse. I will accept your curse. I consider it as a result of my sins. You know, as a result of my sins. So, a commentary is given that a devotee of Krishna, when some mishap happens or anything curse happens, you know, he should think that it is because of my karma. That is humility. Then Vishnachakur Thakur adds that a devotee, as soon as during sadhana bhakti stage only, all his prarabdha karma is washed away. Said, one who is under the control of karma, he cannot control Krishna. Right? He cannot control Krishna. So, Chitraketu Maharaj, out of humility, he might have said, but actually it is not a fact that he had any karma left, because everything is left. So, why was he cursed? So, there are many reasons. In order to show the strength of a devotee, you know, how cursings and blessings, swarga and naraka, liberation, happiness and distress, how the devotees, they treat everything equally. That is one, number one reason. Number two, the Lord wanted to save Chitraketu Maharaj, who at the time was living as a Vidyadhara. You know, not so great life. Vishnacharya says, he was living a contaminated life of Vidyadhara. Right? So we should never aspire. Like Vishnacharya Thakur says, of course, he says in 7th Canto Bhagavatam commentary, Nate Vidu Swadagatim Vishnu, Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova, in that verse commentary, he says that this Vargaloka is a prostitute house. One should not aspire to go there. One should not aspire to go there. These Muslims, you know, they are taught, you know, jihad. Jihad is said, if you do jihad, if you sacrifice your life for Allah, you know, you can enjoy with 72 virgins in heavenly Jannat. I was joking that in Swarga there are no virgins. You know? So that is not love for Allah, it is love for virgins. You know, like that. So he wanted to save Chitraketu Maharaj from a contaminated life as a Vidyadhara. Then he wanted to increase prema of Chitraketu Maharaj. By making him feel separate, in the fire of separation from Lord. Right? And then number four, right? So number four, he wanted to bring him to Vaikuntha and give him the experience of sweetness of serving the Lord personally. That is why he inspired Durga Mata, Parvati Devi, to curse Chitraketu Maharaj. Right, to Chitraketu Maharaj. So then all of you know how so Indra, you know, when he became a huge demon, Vritrasura, you know, Chitraketu Maharaj, and then he was completely Krishna conscious. Radha Govind Maharaj says that he asked one Benares University one professor who was, who knew Bhagavatam and all that, he was his friend, said, of entire Bhagavatam, which part you like most? So he told that this Vritrasura's prayers. Right? Vritrasura's prayer, you know? Vritrasura's prayers, you know? So, it's a very beautiful, you know, that Ajata Paksha, Yamataram Kagha, Stanyam Yatha, Vasatara, Shudartha, Priyam Priyaiva, Visitam Vishanna, Mano Arvindaksha, Drishyate Tvam, Drishyate Tvam, right? Aham Hare Tava, Padaikamulam, Dasan Dasa, Bhavitam Shibuyaha. Mana smareta shupater gunamste grinita vakarma karotu kayaha. Right? What is it? Nana kaprishtam na parameshtyam na sarvabhomam narasadipatyam. Na yoga siddhir apunar bhavamva samanjasaya virahaya kanksha. So this is, you know, very beautiful verse. He's saying that I don't want to go to Dhrumara's planet. I don't want to go to Brahmaloka. I don't want Sarvabhauma of Prithvi. Then I don't want to go to Bilaswargas. You know, Sutala, Atala and all that. Then I don't want perfection in yoga. Then I don't want mukti. Right? So, Samanjasa, oh, fulfiller of all desires. You know, Virahaya Kanksha, if I have to be separated from you. So Vishnas Dagutakur says, Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, this verse is explained very nicely. Then he says these are the hierarchy. The highest is Dhruva's planet, highest benediction in this material, Dhruva's planet. Next is Brahmaloka. Next is Prithvi Raj, Sarvabhauma. Next is Rasadipatyam. The least one is Mukti. One should not never desire Mukti. The next one is Yoga Siddhir. So these are hierarchy. So one should like that. So Indra was surprised because on the battlefield, you know, so he was, you know, he was teaching him. He was teaching him all these things. Said, hey, hai, aisa kaisa tum bhakta itna. So Prabhupada said, Indra actually, in this pastime, Indra was a demon, Vritrasura was a devata. So he is the one who got, Indra was the one who got defeated. Even though materially he defeated Vritrasura, you know, he defeated Vritrasura. But actually the real winner was Vritrasura only, because he went back to Godhead. And then Indra was rotting still, you know, trying to rule Swargaloka. So all this, this is the, there are many instances where Devarshis and Munis and Krishna, so they cursed and then they got benefit. And there are some instances where people, you know, got side effect. There is one, Vasishtha Muni's son was there, Shakti Muni. Shakti Muni, one day he was going, he was walking on a very narrow path. Then in front, the king was coming. Then Shaktimuni said, I am a Brahmana, you should give, because only one person can walk. You know, I am a Brahmana, you are a Kshatriya, you should give the way to me. Then the Maharaj said, no, I am the king of this place, you know, I own all these places, you should give me the way. You should give me the way. Like that they had Vag Vivad, argument and all. And Shaktimuni cursed that you become a man-eater Rakshasa. Right? Man-eater Rakshasa. Man-eating Rakshasa. Then he became Kalmashapad. Right? Kalmashapad. Kalmashapad, later on he killed Shaktimuni and ate him up. Uskalia. Right? Like that. So then we have seen the case of Shaubhar Muni. Right? Shaubhar Muni, he was doing tapasya in the under the waters in Yamuna. Then he developed attachment for the fish. And then as his food, so Garuda was coming and taking the food, fish. So fish are getting disturbed. So Shaubhar Muni cursed that if you come here and again disturb the fish, you will die. Of course, nobody can curse Garuda, but out of respect for the sage, Garuda accepted. So he was not coming. As a result of that, Shaubhar Muni became attracted to sex life, seeing the sex life of fish. And then he came out. Then he wanted to marry. You know, because of remaining in the water, he became very old. All his bodily parts are eaten by fish. You know, all, you know, everything was hanging. So he went to Mandat Maharaj. You know, Mathura he was ruling. So Mandat Maharaj said, he recognized that he is a great sage. If I refuse, that my girl will not, I cannot give my girls. So then he said, you know, see, my girls are, you know, grown up and all. So I cannot force my opinion on them. You go and ask whomever you want to, they want to marry, you ask. You know, I have no objection. So Shaubhar Muni understood that this guy is tricking me. Then he said he became very handsome man. Very handsome. So handsome that all the 50 girls are fighting. You know, I want to marry. You know, I want to marry. So once Mandat Maharaj went, said, For a girl, you know what she wants. You know, in Andhra they say, you know, for a wife, you know, if the husband comes early and brings some gajra, you know, some, you know, jasmine flowers, mogra, you know, then take the wife for a ride to beach or some movie, then they will think that my husband is very nice. Oh, they are easily, you know, Diwali or some, bring some sari like that. So, how is ever your family life? Arre, my family life is perfect. Every day my husband takes me to, you know, for a movie or a beach and brings me gajra. But I am only worried about my sister, you know. All the time my husband is with me. You know, when he went to other girl, I said, pakka, my husband is pakka, you know, every day he brings me gajra. Every Diwali, nice sadi and jewelry and all. But my only worry is, he is always with me, he is not going to my sister's place. Then he found out, you know, he became 50. Sobramani, and he is living simultaneously with all the girls. Like that, ek ek se kuch sau, kitne log? 100 sons, something like that. Kitna 5 million, par 5 lakhs, you know, population ho gaya uska hi. Sobramani ka. Kitna, then he was, kya ho gaya? So because of that offense of cursing a Vaishnava, so he got so much entangled that he, Sauramani said one very interesting verse, that all the aspiring yogis and sadhus, they should look at me, that you know how you become entangled, you know, if you indriyana hi charatam yan manon vidhiyate tadasya harati prajnam vayurnavam ivambasa. Even if one sense is distracted to sense enjoyment, then everything is lost, you know, like that. So he, so that is another case of bad cursing. Is Gandhari Mata. If you see the contrast between Queen Kunti and Gandhari. So actually Queen Kunti, when the Vastraparan happened and then they lost their Rajya and all. So that time Kunti Maharani prayed to Krishna and cried, "My dear Krishna, why did you save us from the lakh house fire?" She was crying. Ye din dekhne ke liye aapne bachaya aap. You know? So she was very grief-stricken after Draupadi Vastraharan, you know, like that. She was crying. She said, "Mighty Krishna, please, you should not have saved us," like that. Anyway, that is, otherwise she was crying and always praying. So after all the troubles were there, then she said, you know, Pipada Santuna Shastvat Tatra Tatra Jagadguru Bhavato Darshanam Yasyat Apunar Bhava Darshanam. So let all the troubles come again and again. So because such troubles he give us where we can remember you. Where we can remember you. Such troubles are welcome, my dear Krishna. Huh? See? Very beautiful verse, you know. Shrunvanti gayanti grunanti abhikshanasaha smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha tavayeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaha paramam padambujam. So, my dear Lord, anybody who hears your wonderful pastimes, gayanti, anybody who sings your wonderful pastimes, you know, grunanti, remembers, you know, gungunate hai, you know, then anybody who have, you know, darshan of you, shunvanti gayanti grunanti abhikshanashaha, you know, abhikshanashaha means one who praises other people who are doing these things, you know, shunvanti gayanti grunanti abhikshanashaha smaranti nandanti tave hitam janaha. So smaranti, remember your pastimes, nandanti, you know, offer prayers to you, bhava pravaha paramam padambujam, right? So they will see your lotus feet, you know, achirena tavakam, immediately, you know. What happens? Bhava pravaha. Bhava pravaha means 6 whips of material existence. You know what are they? 6 whips of lamentation. What is that? Material life. You know, shoka, moha, pyas or hunger and thirst, and old age and death. These are the 6 waves of material existence. Bhava pravaha. So we are all suffering due to these 6 waves of material existence. So these will be stopped, Mother Kunti was saying. So that is why she is saying, give me all those troubles so that we can remember you all the time. Right? We can remember you all the time. But when after the war was over, when Krishna went to Gandhari, you know, Dhritarashtra Maharaj, Dhritarashtra Maharaj, he was thinking, so my dear Keshav, I thought you came to express your santap, your condolences. Krishna said, I don't believe in all these nonsense formalities. I am not, you know, he was addressing again and again, Maharaj, Maharaj, Maharaj. Krishna is addressing Maharaj, mocking, you know. So Dhritarashtra said, why are you addressing me, Maharaj, Maharaj? Now, don't you know that now I am no longer Maharaj? So I thought, you know, I've lost all my hundred sons. You know, I thought you had come to express your condolence, santap, you know, Shraddhanjali. I said, your sons are rascals. I came to, advise you. But you only said, you know, I have so much putramoha, I cannot help. You know, that's what he told, right? Dhritarashtra, when Krishna sent Akrura as a messenger to preach to Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra said, what you are saying is correct. I also agree that Krishna is Vasudeva. As per his wish only, everything happens. But still, I cannot give up my Vatsalya for my putramoha for my son. So, whatever happens, happens. I can't do anything. So, you only said like that. You know, he said. So, what are you expecting? So, many people, they think that if Krishna wanted, he would have avoided the war. But Krishna did not want. Right? So everybody, even that Uttanka, last time I have explained, you know, Uddanka Muni, he also said, hey Krishna, Vasudev, if you wanted, you could have avoided the war. You know, because of you. You know, so many people have died. Millions of people have died. Many people, they blamed Krishna. Even now, you know, Gandhiji also. You know, I don't want to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is the one who encouraged Arjuna to... Arjuna did not want to fight. Arjuna did not want to fight, right? Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, he says Dhritarashtra said, what are they doing? Kim akurvata Sanjaya, right? So Prabhupada says, Dhritarashtra was having apprehension that this Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra was having effect and will have effect on Duryodhan, so he might have changed his mind, right? So, later on in Mahabharata, it is said, you know, when Arjuna said, you know, Nayotsa iti govindam, uktva tushtim babuvaha, evam uktva rishikesha, gudakesha, parantapa, Nayotsa iti govindam, uktva tushtim babuvaha. You know, my dear Krishna, I will not fight. Like that, he kept the Gandiva bow on the chariot, then he sat down. Right? Tamuvacha rishikesha, prahasan iva bharata. You know, Arjuna, Krishna was smiling. So at that time, Dhritarashtra was very jubilant. Now we have won, we won. You know, now Arjuna, if Arjuna did not want to fight, we have won. Then Dhritarashtra, Krishna, Sanjaya said, no. Krishna is going to teach now all these things. You know, then that time he was playing. You know, my sons, you know, my Anushaputra, they are very nice. But because of Krishna only, they got spoiled. You know, if not for Krishna Vasudev, you know, we would have won. Like that. You know. So Gandhari also, she was blaming Krishna. Vasudev, if you wanted, Keshav, if you wanted, you could have avoided the war. So many, all my hundred sons were killed. You know, so many women, they lost their husbands. Yeah, millions of people got killed. Right? So it's all because of you. So I am cursing you. Yeah? That your Yaduvamsha will be destroyed like this. No, they will also fight among themselves. They will also kill each other. Krishna smiled, Mata, why you are wasting your tapas? You know, all these fizzle curses, you know, it's already decided that Yaduvamsha will be, it is my plan only that, you know, otherwise they were a big burden. So why are you cursing unnecessarily? You know, it is a mistake of your sons. It is a mistake of your husband. So what is the use of you cursing? You know, you unnecessarily wasted your tapashakti. So this is the mentality, you know, of two ladies. So what did she gain by cursing Krishna? Right? So like that. And then ultimately, I will finish this. When Ashwatthama, two times he released Brahmastra, right? Brahmastra, first he released, then Arjuna countered it. And then next again, he released another Brahmastra saying that Apandava ho jaye, means all Pandavas, you know, they should die. So he aimed the child in the womb of Uttara also. Right? Uttara. You know what is the one Sri Vaishnava explained? Anybody remembers? What is the significance of Uttara? What is the greatness of Uttara? Chalo, Manmohan Krishna Prabhu, bolo. Huh? Uttara. So very nice. You know, Uttara is a word. It's not only name, but it is the symbol of a great woman. Greatest woman. Right? Yashoda is not known as Uttara. Devaki is not known as Uttara. Kunti is not known as Uttara. Right? Ramanuja's mother is also not known as Uttara. But, you know, Parikshit Maharaj's mother is known as Uttara because Devaki carried Krishna only. Yashoda Mata carried only Krishna in her womb. Then Ramanuja's mother carried only Ramanuja in her womb. But Uttara, she got this name Uttara because she carried both Krishna and pure devotee, Parikshit Maharaj. She was already carrying Parikshit Maharaj. Then Krishna entered in his own Swarupa in the womb of Uttara. So she came to know, be known as Uttara because she carried Krishna and Parikshit Maharaj at the same time, Mahabhagavat. That is why she is Uttara. Like that she, one Sri Vaishnava, he comments. Like that. So, all these things happened. Then Krishna saved the child, all of you know. Then, Ashwatthama, all of you know the 7th chapter, 1st canto. Right? So, there Krishna told punish this fellow. You know, Ashwatthama. So, they removed that mani from his head. Then at that time, Krishna cursed him. Then he said, Anushamsa. You know, he begged forgiveness from Krishna. Then Krishna was very, very angry with Ashwatthama. That you rascal. Krishna is already angry with, you know, Ashwatthama. You know why? Because once Ashwatthama went to Dwaraka. Right? Krishna is very, very respectful to Brahmanas. He was always worshipping Brahmanas. So he worshipped Ashwatthama and all. Oh, Brahman Putra, kuch chahiye to poocho. See, I have so many. I am a son of Dronacharya. I have got many Divyastras. I will give you some of the Divyastras. Give me your Sudarshan Chakra. You know, he asked Sudarshan Chakra. Then Krishna said, even Balaram also cannot touch my Sudarshan Chakra. Are you only said, you know, whatever you want, I will ask. So I am asking Sudarshan Chakra. So Krishna said, if you want Sudarshan Chakra, you take it. It is there in my, you know, box. So he went there and he showed Sudarshan Chakra. So Ashwatthama could not move even an inch Sudarshan Chakra. They said, okay. Krishna, later on he was saying, such a rascal, you know. Even Balaram also did never ask me for my Sudarshan Chakra. And this guy, he wanted Sudarshan Chakra. You know, like that. Anyway, so he said, Krishna said, I'm not going to forgive you. You know, I'm not going to forgive you. So he cursed him that from the wound that is, you know, occurred, injury from that mark, from where that mani was taken away with the, you know, arrows of Arjuna, from that wound, for 3,000 years, the blood and pus will flow. Blood and pus will flow. And then, for 3,000 years, you will be begging, and then you will be starving, you will be hungry all the time. So, for 3,000 years, He suffered. So Krishna said, no question of forgiving you. He cursed him. That was the only instance, I think, Krishna cursed anybody. Anyway. Huh? There you go. Of course, Janma Karma Chamedivyam Evam Vyo Veti Tatvataha Chakla Deham Punarjanma Naitima Maiti Sarja. So whatever Krishna does is all auspicious. So now he is going to become next Vyasa. Ashwatthama, मेरे को हमेशा problem आ रहा है ऐसा rascal, व्यास कैसे बन जाएगा? That is, you know, like that. So this is so when the great sages, when they curse, It is always auspicious. They are not angry because they are free from duality. At the same time, no Vaishnava should be cursed. There is one more pastime where Sariyati, I think, Vasishtha Muni cursed him to become a Sudra, right? Then he performed devotional service, he countered that curse. Then he became a Vaishnava, then he went back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, Vasishtha Muni is a Durmati. Durmati. So, why he, such a small mistake that, because one cow was killed by a tiger and he was taking care of that Goshala. So, what was the mistake of that Maharaj, So, by mistake it happened. So, what happened? So, for that, he could have given some prayaschitta. Instead, he cursed him to become a Sudra. Then he performed devotional service and countered the curse. Like that. And then the greatest example is Parikshit Maharaj curse. Right? Because of that curse, Bhagavatam came. Sukadeva Goswami, who would not stay, for more than, it will take 7 minutes, it seems, for Godohan, for milking the cow. Take 7 minutes. So, anywhere he would go, he will remain only for 7 minutes. Beyond that, he won't stay. Such a person, he stayed for 6.5 days. So, because of the curse, Parikshit Maharaj received. And then this Bhagavatam came. Right? Which is the benediction for all the people in the Kali Yuga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, definition wise, what are the definitions of Shapa and Ashirvada? Because in case of pure devotees, the definition seems to be overlapping or kind of purifying.
Shapa and Ashirvada. Ashirvada, both are same. Like Vishnu Chakravarti said in the case of Chitraketu Maharaj, he wanted to show that both curse and the blessing are the same. Once there is one devotee, Nitai Das. He was initiated disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada gave him the duty of making the curriculum for Gurukul. So when Prabhupada went, he did not prepare. So Prabhupada chastised him, saying that you are in Maya. So he could not take the chastisement of Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, so he, yes Prabhupada, I am in Maya. Like that. So one day Nitai Das went to Prabhupada, said, give me your blessing so that I can get a bona fide spiritual master. Prabhupada was very, very angry. Said, yes, I am giving you curse that for millions of years you will not get a spiritual master. So like that, you can't offend also. But we should, but later on, millions of years you will get. But if you offend like that also, it's very dangerous if you offend a pure devotee. Any other questions?
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the class. You are explaining this shloka mumukshatva, I think Shankaracharya says. In that you were explaining this desire to associate with sadhus. So it is said that Prabhupada also says in the lecture that first deserve then desire. So how much is this phrase applicable for devotees? Can we just desire or we should at
least... You read the chapter Krishna visits devotees, blessing devotees in Mathura. You know that chapter, Krishna book? You read Krishna book? Regularly. So that there, when Krishna met Akrura, he is told, my dear Akrura, the demigods, they can give benediction or results of somebody's karma only. As per some other worshipper's karma, worshipper's qualification, they can give that much only. But pure devotees like you, even if somebody doesn't have karma, even if somebody doesn't have qualification, they can bestow everything. So a pure devotee can bestow anything. So for desiring the association of a pure devotee, you don't need any qualification. Just desire.
Things we must deserve, like that?
Yeah.
But for pure devotees association, we no need to deserve.
Same thing is told by Vasudev to Narad Muni. You know, devotees can give any benediction without other people having karma, destiny and all.
But then the question may come that how we'll get that desire also, because that desire is not an ordinary desire.
It is said that by worshipping, by doing punya karmas, by digging the roads, planting the trees, building dharmashalas, all this by for 1 crore lifetimes, more than 1 crore lifetimes, one will get an opportunity to worship Vasudeva. When one worships Vasudeva for 1,000 lifetimes, they will get a chance to sit and hear Bhagavatam class. So it's not easy.
So that is what is deserving, right? Yeah, that is what my question was, that at least to desire something like pure devotees association and something like that, or to hear Bhagavatam or like that, at least some deserve should be there, some pious credits and all.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grandraj Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.